The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another Home Field Advantage. You're getting that with Teresa Autry. She's a broker, an expert for Expert Realty. She's been doing the business for 30 years, 294-4210. Our numbers every single week, Teresa, are getting better and better. And I'm assuming, normally when I do, I got 18 different shows here on the Tony Curry Radio Network. We're doing podcasts. The numbers continually get better and better and better. That goes because people are finding the show, and of course they can find every other show that I do if you just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast, and we're on every major industry, and of course also on our YouTube channel, which you're watching right now. But it's amazing because I think because we started the show when we did, when rates were a little high, we know the rates are going to be dropping a little bit. And I think, much like myself, I'm a dreamer. I think it's the holidays. I know people buy cars for holidays. I see those big bows on top of cars and stuff. I don't know if people buy homes for Christmas. But I do know with the holidays, that's certainly something that they can look at because come January, everyone wants to start losing weight, saving money, moving this, that, and the other. So I think it's just a great time to be starting the year. First of all, how are you? Everything good with you?
Everything is good. And, it's time to look cold this week. So remind people to make sure they're weatherizing their house.
There you go. Yeah, there's no doubt. That's a really interesting you bring that up because anytime it gets into the 30s, busted pipes are not fun. And particularly when you're in a rental like I am, man, I'm already getting, they're letting me know, hey, listen, man, make sure you keep the water running, this, that, and the other. So we normally don't have a lot of those issues here down the south, which is nice, but we will have a snap where it goes 20, 30 degrees for about 4 or 5 days in a row. So make sure you take care of your weatherize and bring your pooches in and make sure you take care of your flowers too. Speaking of bringing things in, you and I are speaking last week. I wanted to talk about HOAs, homeowners associations. It's amazing to me because, and you even spoke to this neighborhood that I will not tell you where it's at because I want to buy a house there. And I walked it again today. I'm not going to tell anybody where it's at because I don't want anybody to know where I'm going to move because I want a house there so bad. Anyway, I was walking around the place just to kind of see.
But you keep stalking those people, Tony, and they're going to figure it out.
It's an amazing place because, I lived in Heatherwood, but we were right outside the HOA. We were in Marwood, which is right outside mm-hmm. the incorporated area, so we could do whatever we want. And then people were telling me like you couldn't have colored Christmas lights. And I was like, that's crazy. So there's all kinds of different rules. But the first thing you mentioned is this neighborhood I was looking at, like they do have an HOA and it's X amount of dollars a month. And I'm like, I've never really had an issue with homeowners associations. And I'm like, why are you bringing this up? And you're like, because sometimes people won't live somewhere where there's an HOA. Why is that? And what? Give me some horror stories about HOAs that you've dealt with.
Okay. Well, I've started them. I've helped write rules for them. I've helped manage them. And it's one of the things. It's a task. I can give you a couple of different real quick scenarios. So, like, my first house I ever sold was in Brook Highland. And it was a wonderful HOA at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, as you progress, some of them are still great. Other ones are a holy terror. And I've literally had people say, I will not live in a community with HOA because they've been burnt so bad by them. And I can give you, for instance.
Yeah, give me an example.
There's a local HOA that one of my flippers bought in. Okay. And he does over 100 houses a year. He's a master flipper is what I call him because he's very successful. Uh-huh. Well, he said, I don't want to buy him here anymore. And let me tell you why. He bought a townhome through a distress situation. The son had accidentally drug overdosed. He was autistic and someone gave him drugs. He didn't know what they were and he OD'd in the house. Well, the place needed painting. The guy matched the paint, the chip. You take it down to Sherwin-Williams. They're excellent right here in Hoover. Matched it perfect. Painted it the same color. We get a letter saying we didn't get authorization to paint the house and that there was a $500 fine and they could possibly make him repaint the house.
That's
the same color.
That's right.
So it also, if your HOA is being managed by a big management company, There are some that are just terrible. And you can't get your letters from them. And you got to have letters to close. There are the people current on their HOAs. That's a bill like anything else. So if they're not current, they can't put a lien against your house. And some of the smaller ones, if you got a person that lives in the neighborhood managing it, they could be some egocentric, power trip person who just bullies people to death. And I was bored. I had a wonderful neighbor, Miss Martin, rest her soul. And she was kind of the manager. And it was wonderful. She lived next door. We loved her. I mean, she was just sweet as everything. Then I go to Vestavia. I lived in this other neighborhood. And the lady was like one of those nosy rosies. You know, she was a former school teacher. And it was so bad, my accountant. And I call him Big Daddy Gaddy, but he's been my accountant since I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. His wife is named Fontrella, and they're wonderful. And they're from Vestavia. And we're at the time. Well, he came to my house because he lived in Vestavia Hills, too. And it was a cold day. And we were going to have some hot chocolate, do some praying on the patio. And then we were going to do my taxes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes you feel like you're going to have a heart attack.
Sure.
And so she like came and banged on the door. Now, you were assigned two parking spaces when you bought your property. Why is he here so long? Are you talking to me? I mean, like, I was like, she's like, this man, this big, large black man, who is he? I said, the gentleman that I have in my home is number one, not your business.
Yeah.
But number two is the CPA accountant. What can I help you with? Well, do you know, why has he been here for 3 hours? That's preposterous.
That's ridiculous.
Said, you know, we just want to make sure our neighborhood's protected. No, ma'am, you were being nosy.
Yeah.
Well, then she would leave notes on everybody's door. I mean, and it would make the pit of your stomach hurt because she was a former school teacher and she would write the most nastiest notes, you know, like, I saw a dog on your property. I didn't have a dog at the time.
Yeah. Well, so, let's back it up. Back it up a little bit. How do HOA start? Like, for example, I'm out here at Russert Woods, which is an Autry development. But how do they start? When you start, does the builder start it or does the neighborhood start it?
It's done on the front side.
Okay.
Well, normally it's done on the front side. Like when we get Waterford, the developer, John Raymer, he developed it. And there was an HOA because we had the 12,000 square foot pool, largest pool in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. We had a fitness center clubhouse. We had walking trails. We had a park. We had tennis courts. And you got to have someone to manage those because you got to manage upkeep. You got to keep the animals out. You got to keep it clean. You got to make sure that babies aren't wearing diapers in the pool. And, you know, you just go through those things where someone has to enforce the rules.
Yeah.
But what we did is it was going to be over 4,000 homes. So obviously you need an HOA in that because you don't want anybody can have a season of stress, but you don't want 10 cars parked on the corner lot all the way around. You know, you don't want the value of your home broke down because someone won't maintain their property.
Mm-hmm.
But do you need a ruler stick out there measuring the grass?
Yeah.
I think not. And so some of them, you'll get books of rules and regulations. And it's like, it's little America, right? Now, that's why I tell people, you need to get a copy of the HOA rules and regulations up front.
Yeah, before you move in.
See if there's anything you can't live with.
Yeah.
And don't trust people when they say, oh, I know that's in the rule, but don't worry. Even though they may be relaxed, they may die and some Hitler-type HOA president takes over.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're done when the community, when we're building.
Well, what's the dumbest rule you've ever heard of from an HOA? What's the most stringent, you got to be kidding me, rule you've ever heard of? She's smiling. There's got to be something. I mean, I'm not talking about leaving dog poop in the yard or whatever. I'm just talking about, I mean, I thought the Christmas light thing was a joke.
Like we had standards, like all the mailbox must be the same. We wanted whatever you see from the street to be the same.
Yeah.
Square footage, you want that to be the same. There's some regular stuff, but the most ridiculous ones was, you had to provide a name list of your guest 24 hours in advance.
Wow.
And along with their tag number in order to verify if they should be in the neighborhood.
See, that's, I mean, that is, and is that something that is in the rule book before you even move into that neighborhood? Would that have been something in there? Is that something maybe they changed once people start getting in there?
No. And no. Now, you do have different rules for different places. Like, for instance, if you're at the coast and you're on the ocean,
sure.
Obviously, you have to have certain safety rules. If you are, for instance, if you are, what do you call it, elderly, 55 or older, and you're in that type of community, they do have some rules like you can't have your grandkids live with you. You cannot have your kids come live with you. That's not what the 55 and older, that's exactly why it's 55 and older.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would have these young kids and they're partying on, you know. I think the strangest rules are, and I'm sure the people come with good intentions, but they want to say that all your decorations must be the same or in good taste. Well, what's good taste to you?
Mm-hmm.
You had Elvira on TV a month ago.
That was a good taste. That was good taste, by the way. She's not standing out in my front yard, thank goodness. But she was on television.
Same notion, I also had a client who was in a neighborhood and he ordered a male Russian bride. Not M-A-L-E, M-A-I.
Yeah.
And she would come out every day and drag her treadmill out. And when he ordered her, he ordered a 20 to 30 year old. And he was in his 50s, and she had a great figure, looked really good, but she was 60. Yep. She would come out in her lingerie and kneel and pray around the goddess statue of Venus in the front yard. And then she would pull out the treadmill and put on a bikini and run, but she'd pull the treadmill down to the front yard. And I would get calls all day long. The other thing is pools closing at certain times. It's really strange to close your pool at 8 o'clock in the summer when it stays daylight to almost 9.
Yeah.
You know, other things are like silly things like no one could work overnight. That don't make sense. What do you mean they can't work overnight?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want a gate opener to have to open the gate. The other thing is country clubs. I do know of one, I'm not going to name it, but I spent 2 weeks in this neighborhood doing a really famous event, and they had a thing that if you lived in the community, you had to be a member of the country club, and the country club itself alone was $200,000 a year.
Wow.
Per family, per unit house. Yeah. Well, you also had to spend, or you were automatically billed $2,500 a month worth of food in addition to your $200,000 country club membership.
Yeah, that's how
locally that locally right here in Birmingham.
That's how that normally works out. They had that kind of
the other one was I've seen one that said no, and this was right after 9/11, that said no foreigners were allowed unless they had become U.S. citizens.
Wow. So let me ask you this from a this is not a legal thing, right? This is, I mean, an HOA is not.
What happens is we, the developer, makes a set of rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And through years and through the transition of the world, things change. So the same thing that applied 25 years ago don't necessarily apply today.
Yeah, but I mean, but it was as a homeowner, if I have a Mexican friend, I mean, I could fight that, right? I mean, I could fight the HOA, particularly if the rules have changed after I've moved in, I'm assuming.
Well, here's the thing. Like, say, for instance, now they're talking about foreigners that couldn't live there. And specifically, they were talking about communist country people. So at one point in time after 9/11, there were some subdivisions that if you were from Russia, China, Bulgaria, you couldn't live in their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It Islamic. And now that's really gone down the pipeline and it's really become a much more civilized way. But then you have other things like if you don't get permission to paint your door and you paint your door anyway, they fine you. You don't pay the fine. It's going to accrue interest, 50, 60 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you sell it in 10 years, you might have $10,000 worth of HOA fees that you knew nothing about.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so we're going to hammer on it, and I know there's probably some people that are listening right now, info at tonycurryradio.net. Please send me your HOA nightmare stories. I'd love to hear this. We'll read them here on the air every single week, and I'm sure there are some people that are part of some HOAs that absolutely love them. There's signs up all over my neighborhood. I'm not part of the HOA because I'm a renter, but I'm allowed to go to the meetings if I want, and they have potluck dinners, and they have Santa Claus coming through town next week, and they do some wonderful, it appears they do some really wonderful things, because I know that some HOAs do really nice work and keep the neighborhood clean, if you will. Talk about the good things that homeowners associations can do.
Here's some good things. Yeah. We had another neighborhood where there was a man that lived on the corner, and bless his soul, he got hooked up with the wrong girl. That's why I say you do not need to put anybody's name on the deed, you know. Mm-hmm. And she had three kids. They all have broken down junk cars. And so he had a nice truck. She had a nice vehicle. But when you got three, four kids, they all got girlfriends, boyfriends. You got six cars, and they're all in your yard, and you're on the corner lot.
Yeah.
Things like that, no go. And so they also were the ones that said, hey, listen, you know, your grass is getting out of hand. And we understand people travel. But if it's been 6 months since you cut your grass,
yep,
and we're now in January and your grass hasn't been cut since last April, there's problems. You know, the other thing is if your house is starting to get dilapidated, because I know someone whose house, they lived a block of luxury. And they had the Mercedes and they had the luxury cars and they were all over everything and very famous, but they did not maintain their home. So when they had a fireplace on each floor, but it was what we call a triple fireplace. Mm-hmm. So the chimney ran all the way through one spot.
Yep.
And what would happen is because the chimney got damaged up here, it was starting to collapse.
Gotcha.
And so then they would get it patched up, none of it matched. And so literally the HOA put a $25,000 lien against them because that was going to be how much the scope of the work was going to do.
Yeah.
And property values go down if you do that.
Yeah.
The other thing is they also wanted to make sure, like for instance, golf courses, you can't take dirt bikes and ride them on the golf course. Come on. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the weirdest things I've heard is people, and I don't really know how to put this because I'm sure children listen to it, is they would test the boundaries on where they could have adult fun.
Gotcha.
And so if they had a pool or they had walking trail or they had a basketball court, tennis court, you don't need that.
Yeah.
The other thing was parents would send their children out to the park and let them play without any supervision. We're not talking about 17, 18-year-olds. We're talking about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
And that's a safety issue.
Yeah. What about animals? That's another thing.
There's a very good rule about fences and animals. So let's just bridge that together. For instance, they got away from chain link fences because kids would reach through to pet the animal and
get
their hand bit. I had a friend, she got bit on the face by a dog by doing that. So now they have to be wood privacy fence, polycarbonate, whatever. They got to be full. And some people love the wrought iron fences.
And chain links look redneck anyway. I mean, they really do.
Not chain link. I mean, the wrought iron ones.
Yeah, you mentioned chain link fences. I totally get it. I mean, I would not want to live in a neighborhood with chain link fences in the front yard because we've got them here.
And also, the other thing is you don't want your equipment in the front of your house. Like when you get done with your lawnmower, put it away. You can't leave. You know, your 1960 lawnmower out there. You don't need your junk motor taken apart in your front yard. So there's some good benefits because you don't want your property values to go down. And there are some really relevant good things because people want flowers planted.
Yeah.
So that costs money.
Yeah.
And so eventually, as the builder gets done building, you're about 3/4 of the way through, you can turn it over to the HOA. Now, here's the problem. Say you've got a big pool and it's got a leak. And they were demanding it be turned over. You turn it over and they don't have the money. They don't have the resources. They don't know how to do it. So they overspend by people that know that they don't know what they're doing mm-hmm. to get it. Or you get nepotism. Maybe someone's friend is there and You know, another thing is barbecue grills. I know some subdivisions that only allow gas. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I thought they would only allow charcoal, then they only allow gas. And because of the chemicals.
Yeah. Teresa Autry with Expert Realty. She's the best. 294-4210, 294-4200 or 4210. Her direct line. She answers the phone. She works at Expert Realty there in Hoover, and she's fantastic. Yeah. Some days she's fantastic. She's been in the biz for a long period of time. All right. So we're talking about HOAs, and please send your nightmare stories. I'd love to read those. info@tonycurryradio.net. We do the show every single week. It's available on TKR. You can listen to at least 5 days a week. Five times a week. You're not going to miss the show or wherever you get your favorite podcast. What about I'm a dreamer.
We can address the dog thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them require you. And this is two things. They want them on a leash. Uh-huh. And it don't matter if they're 5 pounds or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Put your animals on the leash.
Yes.
It's not polite for special needs children, for elderly people, when you got a yapping little dog. Yeah, I don't care if it's 5 pounds. You take care of your animals. The other thing is that they need to be on a leash, and a lot of cities have leash law. So remember this, it's federal law, state law, county law, city law, municipality law, and then HOA. So you can go above that, but you can't go below. So in an HOA couldn't say, let your animals roll free.
Yeah.
If the city said they must be on leashes. And also, there's some that say no exotic animals, like you can't have snakes or you can't have monkeys, you know, anything that could be brought in illegally or on the endangered species of animals list.
Yeah.
Things like that.
What about cats? There's got to be, we've got chickens in our neighborhood. I hear roosters crowing in the morning. Does not bother me. I used to have chickens. Now they don't run the neighborhood. They're in coops, which is fine. But I know chickens are like a very 2010 type of animal where you can go.
Well, they will allow the chickens.
Yeah.
But they won't allow the rooster.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, you don't know you have a rooster. Yeah.
Because of the cuckooing
and waking
everybody up.
Cuckooing. You don't know you have a. Sometimes you don't know you have a rooster until you hear that cuckooing in the morning. By the way.
And one of the funniest stories I had was when a man moved from Africa and he was sacrificing goats in his backyard.
Oh. God. I can see where sacrificing animals would probably not go over with the HOA.
But in his culture, it was natural.
What about barking dogs? What about dogs? Saying I love my neighbors to death. I'm the godfather to their two children. They had 7 dogs when I moved in a year and a half ago. Wow. They now have two. They were just one of those people that rescued everything that lived. Now they have two, and these dogs will bark. When I turn the bathroom light on, and I live next door. When I turn the bathroom light on, they'll start barking. And again, there's only two of them. When they had 7, it was a little too much. The guy on the other side of them had a wife who just recently passed away. She had Alzheimer's, and so obviously her sleep schedule was all messed up, and these dogs are barking all hours of the night. And I don't know if the HOA was notified about that. I'm not one of these neighbors that's going to call somebody on it. I will try to take care of the situation myself. If the neighbor isn't going to listen to me and I'll be super nice about it, then I would probably go above, never had to do that. Something else is we've got cats, man. There are going to be 100 million cats in our neighborhood. I mean, there's cats all over. When I walk my dogs, there's cats everywhere.
And I wanted to get to that because number one, with dogs or cats, clean up after your animal. Mm-hmm. Don't let them crap in somebody's yard. And they pay a lot of money for their yard. They don't need your fertilizer.
Yeah. Amen.
They don't need it. Make sure you're carrying poop bags. The other thing is there are people that will call the police because think about this. And I have never called the police, but I have had problems with the barking dog. I hardly ever sleep. And the neighbor next door had a barking dog. He left the dog outside on a, what do you call those things? A chain.
Yeah, just a
day okay, and all night. In the wintertime, when it got cold, it would bark all night long. And I called and I said, listen, Duke, I have to work for a living. I don't know what you do. I know you shave. I don't care if you shave. Because,
yeah,
you know, there was some divorce activity that seemed to be happening in
sure.
his house.
Yeah.
Not my business. But I'm like, dude, I have to get up and go to real work. And I got bags under my eyes because your dog's been yapping for 4 days, especially if it's a newborn dog. And think about people have babies. You know, the baby just gets.
What did he do? Did he take care of you?
Huh?
Did he take care of you? Did he listen to you?
No. So we had to have a different discussion. So he did not. So I said, sir, here's how we're going to approach this. You can either bring him in when it's cold, get him a blanket when it's cold, get him a doghouse when it's cold, or I'm going to have to call animal control.
Yeah.
Because that's abuse, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a dog because my lifestyle don't promote it. But if you're going to have an animal, take care of it. The other thing is, don't let them crap in your house. Because think about this. Would you want to be kept up in your house all day long? Can you imagine what the house smells
like? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let the animals out and make sure the fence is fenced in properly. And then the other thing is children. You don't want to take them to the park because children are going to play there. They don't want to pick up animal feces to eat. That's awful. Or it's just, think about this. You want to be healthy and safe. And after that, you want to be, you know, make sure you're kind and gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always tell people, you know, we can't do something if we don't know about it. But it's easier to write an email or to contact someone, say, the HOA versus I'm going to call the police, you keep on.
Yeah. We're talking.
But that's also the same as like when someone's alarm goes off.
Yeah. We're talking to Teresa Autry, expert realty right there in Hoover, 294-4210. This is our brand new show called Home Field Advantage. I think it's our fourth or fifth show, maybe more than that. It seems like it's been flying by. And of course, we do the show every single week. You can find it on any major indice. We're available on every, I know some podcasts, you can't find them. You can find us on everything. Yeah, check it out, man. It's fantastic. It's a great show. And of course, I am in the process. I guess I started the process because I found a neighborhood I wanted to move in. So I guess the process has begun. And Teresa's going to.
I told you that.
I know.
I don't show, but so many houses.
Teresa's going to walk me through it. You can actually see how it works, and we can talk through it over the next year, year and a half, 2 years, depending on my financial situation, my credit, and everything else. Final question before we let you go. We've been talking about homeowners associations, and a lot of people wanted to actually do a show on this. I got a couple emails saying they're looking forward to talk about it because evidently it's nightmare stories about HOAs.
Oh, I do want to address one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me address one other thing before we move on. I'll make it
quick. Pool passes. Now,
yeah.
Yep.
People pay a lot of money to be part of this. And you ever heard that saying, you let one person come, you let 60.
Sure.
Because then that friend tells that friend and that friend tells that friend. Do not bring your children to the pool unattended. And do not let your friends and family use your pool passes.
There you go. Okay, good. So I want to buy a home in a neighborhood, and the house I'm looking at, I'm using this as an example, has a great flat backyard, and I mean, it'd be perfect for a swimming pool. When you look to buy a home in a neighborhood, can you walk me through it briefly on in this neighborhood? I guess when was this neighborhood built? In the late 80s, early 90s, the Autry development out here?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you that because you talk for a living.
Okay.
You have too much information out
there. All right. Well, it's been here for a little bit, but it's still relatively new.
Actually, no. It was in the late 90s.
Okay. Late 90s. Okay. So I was off by a decade. And I could tell because the homes are relatively new and it's still a beautiful, wonderful neighborhood. The only thing I don't like about this neighborhood is people are allowed to put their shit out by the street. I hate that. People will put stuff out by the street and then the county comes and picks it up. And sometimes it's 2 weeks. You'll have all kinds of furniture and stuff people leave out in the front yard. And sometimes it makes the neighborhood look trashy. Other people pick
it
up.
So that may not be, and let me be defensive about that because they may not do that intentionally because the county sometimes does get behind.
Yeah.
But ideally, like in my last neighborhood, they picked up on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, however, the tree limbs didn't get picked up but every other week.
Yeah.
And the bigger garbage, we weren't allowed to put big garbage out there. So.
Yeah. I mean, my next door neighbor left a piano outside. It was out there for 3 weeks. I'm like, you know, come on. This is, I felt like I was living next to Sanford and Son for 3 weeks. Anyway, I still love the neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. I love it. And that's why I signed a 2-year lease. So if I want to make a change, everything from maybe adding an in-ground pool, maybe I want to put a fence up. I have to check my variance. I realize I have to do all those things. And if it's okay through the county and the county's like, sure, you could put a swimming pool in your backyard and I've got signed off or I want to add to my deck. I want to add a screen and porch. How difficult is that to get okayed through an HOA if they're cool?
Number one, before you even go to the county, before you get any that far, you actually approach your HOA first.
Okay. Okay.
Because they have what they call an ARC, architectural
review. Okay.
And you're going to go to them and say, can I put a building out in the back? And they're going to say, we've got to add a 6-foot, 8-foot privacy fence. It's got to be the same color. It can't be hot pink and your house is in here. Yep. If you want to add anything, make sure it's color coordinated. And some are relaxed and some say, no, you must submit everything to the ARC. And then fences, they will say 6-foot privacy fence. No, no, no. They want detailed down to the, you know, what kind of nails you're going to use. So you have to talk to two different issues. Your HOA, are they going to approve it? And your architectural review committee to see if you can put it in. Okay. And this is really common with subdivisions that have bigger lots.
Yeah.
Where people want to park a RV, where people want to park a camper, where people want to build a tiny
house. We have a lot of RVs in our neighborhood. I think it's great. I mean, I have no problem with it, but you have people that have RVs parked in. And it's funny because you were talking about old lawnmowers and stuff. There's actually, it's funny because it's obviously a police officer that lives there because he brings his cruiser home every night. And when I walk the dog, and their yard is it's close. It's not Sanford and some, but it's getting close to where stuff has been. There's an old medicine cabinet out there, and there's a couple of things that have been sitting out there for quite some time, and it's starting to look a little bit. But that's funny because the houses on both sides of it are immaculate. There's another guy that lives down the street.
That's what I was going to tell you. You were a big advocate about if the yard's clean, the house is probably clean. And the couple that I was telling you about, the guy that made the logo for Fresca and marketed it, his yard was immaculate. And I'm telling you, he spent some money on landscaping. And we're talking about 60 foot by 100 foot lot.
Yep.
He probably spent $30,000 on landscaping.
Wow.
So is he going to want somebody to buy his house? No. And he's going to cause you can actually take people to court because it does bring down your property value. So if you are that hoarder, if you are that person who needs to do that, you probably need to buy in the country. You need to be out where there's a bunch of trees where you can't see your property, because it becomes like old rusted metal becomes a safety issue. What if somebody's dog walking by and they just jump on it and or walk by and they get cut? You know, there's just stuff that you should really think about others before you think about yourself.
Real quick before we go, because this is on the same thing, and then we'll switch it up next week. We just had AT&T come through the neighborhood to lay down their fiber. There are signs on each corner saying super duper high speed internet fiber, blah, 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 coming soon. And then someone is written with a black marker for damages or complaints, call this number, mm-hmm. because they had to dig a 6-foot hole every 6 feet all up and down every single street in the neighborhood. Now, I will give them credit. They got it done super fast. I don't know how they did it. There must have been 200 people out here digging holes as quickly as they possibly could. They were working almost to midnight the other night right up the street. Do homeowners have any say? This guy's got a yard down here, and I swear you could putt on it. It's so beautiful. He cuts it 3 different times every single week. He's got the riding lawnmower. He's got the push mower. Then he's got one of those ones that you look like it's got tweezers on it. His lawn is beautiful. It's fantastic. And it almost broke my heart to see AT&T take a shovel to his yard because I know it pissed him off. But who okays AT&T? And I use AT&T, nothing against them. If they've got the right of way, that's great. But who okays AT&T to come into like a development like the Heatherwood, which they did, or Russell Woods, and for the most part, tear up the grass? They put it back together again. It looks fine. It takes a season to get the grass back. But who do you get to go through an HOA on that? Do you have to go through county? What do you do to do that if you're an AT&T?
Well, it depends. Like on some of our developments, we do it in advance. We like to lay infrastructure once and done.
Sure.
However, there are older neighborhoods and technology has come a long way. And also, wouldn't you rather have underground utilities where the power goes out less and less risk of power poles and lightning falling on you and things like that? Or do you want to put up with it for a minute in order to have long-term benefits? So number one, if it's new, we do everything up front because that's the smart, most effective way. However, as things change, because they didn't used to have underground utilities when Russet Woods was built. Mm-hmm. And we'll use that as an example, but now they do. And here's another thing. The city of Calera used to, you remember Charter? Mm-hmm. Well, they did a 30-year a contract with them, which basically said no other cable companies coming in for 30 years because Charter was going to pay all the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And Calera didn't have any at the time. Well, they changed what? I don't remember who they changed to, but it was several times. And now they're basically Spectrum.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go through this, that, and other. However, the other thing is, it's your excavators too, because I love excavators. You know, my dad was a builder. One of my stepfathers was a excavator. I saw this man, and I kid you not, this guy could have picked up and ate his tuna sandwich with his excavator. He was that phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, you have the excavator that's going to pick it up. He's going to make it flat and neat. My stepfather helped build Timberline, the golf course, the Jerry Pink Design, and Waterford's Pool and Lakes. And you've got those real artists that can do that. However, you've got the bull in the china shop, where you're just glad they ain't knocked a house down.
Yeah.
And so it depends on the excavator and also the diggers, because again, these are linemen. Mm-hmm. They are not professional excavators.
Yeah.
So they can only get it matching or like the condition.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, at Shoal Creek, someone messed up on the golf course. Okay. And I think they would have rather took a bullet than to call me and tell me that their golf cart went off of the road and left a mark, a mud mark in that golf course on the ninth hole, which is over by the lake. And they were like, I could hear the fear in his voice. And I said, well, I tell you what, can it be fixed?
Yeah.
Because you can't help when rain comes.
Yeah.
Not everything's going to fall together in a grand and perfect world. So if you've got mud, you need to wait. But if you can, you don't need to be trying to do it during hurricane season.
Sure.
You don't need. But on the other hand, is there ever really a perfect time? You plan the best you can, and the best you can, you plan it.
Teresa Autry with Expert Realty. They're right there in Hoover. Stop by and see her at her office.
Any more questions? These are easy.
Well, you know what? We're 10 minutes over here.
I want to hear funny stories, too.
Well, here's
some
funny stories.
Tell me about your next question, Brian, out there.
info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Send those emails, and we'll read those coming up next week right here on Home Field Advantage. Call our 294-4210, 294-4210. She's Teresa Autry. I've known her for 30 years. She's golden. She's great. Great broker. Check her out. And for all your real estate or homing needs, she's here for you. Teresa, thank you so much. Till next week, huh? See ya.
Till next week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.